Podcasters, we're back.
Hey everybody,
we're back for another episode, and we are talking about today, we are talking about CRT. So for those of you who don't know what that acronym means, we are in the world of acronyms. It means critical race theory. Do you know what that means? Do y'all know what that means? Because it seems it's a hot topic.
Very.
And it's been ongoing for a couple of years. But essentially, critical race theory recognizes that racism is more than the result of individual bias and prejudice. It is embedded in laws, policies, and institutions that uphold and reproduce racial inequities. So the reference that we're using for this is the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. You know, they've been established since 1909, so they're pretty reputable. I think they might know what it is.
They might know what they're about. Talking about.
They might know.
Been around a minute. Yeah.
More than 100 years? Right? They might know a thing or two.
Might get it
about what this is.
Oh, been there, done that, seen that. Okay, I believe you.
But where we're talking about it is there, to me, there seems to be a misconception of or a misunderstanding of the difference between critical race theory and teaching actual history as it pertains to Black people in America.
Absolutely.
There is a, it seems like a big disconnect. And it's a problem. It's a problem when there seems to be no understanding of history is the truth. It's what actually happened.
Right. Right.
Versus critical race theory and making that a political agenda.
Okay.
So that's kind of what we're talking about here. This is a hot one. Like a hot potato hot one. and of course, not an easy one. It's not an easy one.
Right.
Because it feels as if, because it's an uncomfortable topic,
no one wants to talk about it.
No one wants to talk about it.
Right. Let's act like it did not happen.
Uh-huh.
Or let's not suffer maybe the embarrassment.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Or even feeling as if you're having to pay the price for something that your ancestors may have done. Right?
Okay, to
maybe that's where some of that's coming from.
Maybe to a degree, but then the other part that, and we talked about this previously, we even kind of tapped on it just a little bit when we were doing our previous recordings, mm-hmm. is that sometimes people forget the whole reason that we go over history, why we discuss history, why history is important when it comes to moving forward,
mm-hmm.
right? So we study history in hopes that we don't make the same type of mistakes. But then if you're not teaching it in its full, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not really doing anybody any type of service. You're not doing anybody any favors by leaving out stuff that
really happened.
Really happened. Like, why is it that sometimes people are so afraid of the truth? And it baffles me, because in my mind I'm like, what is it? How is it that you feel not implementing these important events. Mm-hmm. How is that helping? And the only thing in my mind, again, what is one of the reasons why we teach history? Because what is a famous saying that people say for years? History has a tendency to repeat itself.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not teaching the whole truth, what are you really doing? What are you really accomplishing? What are you preventing?
Oh, nothing. And here, right. The interesting thing about this whole concept is Black history, but the real history, mm-hmm. even as it stands now, and mm-hmm. what we're taught in school is not enough. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. I didn't know about what happened in Tulsa until I was damn near over 40 years old. So who knew? We weren't taught about the Tulsa Massacre.
Right.
I wasn't taught about the African-American community that was literally pushed out of the Central Park area to build Central Park.
Right.
Those things aren't really taught. I'm a New Yorker. That's something New Yorkers might want to know. But, or even, like, with what happened with Tulsa, that's something that everyone should fucking know.
Right.
So, African-American history is limited in what's taught in school already.
Right.
And how they equate, or how it's equated to mm-hmm. what actually happened becomes suddenly critical race theory in mm-hmm. schools. And how there's these different protests on what I want my kid to learn when it comes to this particular topic because you're and afraid of how it's going to make you feel or how it's going to make your kids feel.
I was watching, you know, where I get my information from all uh-huh. the time, okay, social media, okay. No judgment, because I've gotten some really good information.
No shade today, y'all.
Right,
no
shade today. Right. So, and the guy was saying that when he first originally moved here mm-hmm. from Mexico, mm-hmm. right? So I first moved here from Mexico, and the first things that I was taught mm-hmm. was stay away from the Black community. Mm-hmm. Okay? And he said, but the reality of it is that that's where we ultimately wind up living. Those was the areas that we lived mm-hmm. in. And out of every other community, the African American community was so accepting. And they were not like they are so commonly portrayed to other people. And with that being said, like, how is it that people are so afraid to discuss things that took place when it came to people of color, but when it comes to other mm-hmm. ethnic groups, we can discuss that. We can talk about that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like we have all of these, like you were saying before, like before we got started, you were saying even off the air, hey, you know what? They have all these other Asian.
Oh, yeah.
AP. Right, okay. So we have Asian.
Advanced placement.
Right.
Studies. Right. Asian studies.
Right, Asian studies. We have.
I think it was right. some other Caucasian related.
Okay, so we can have all these other studies, but no, this is like so taboo. Why?
We can't do this one.
We can't, not this. Not this topic. Not mm-hmm. here. Not. Mm-hmm.
What we're referring to about that is Mr. I won't say his name, not his real name, but I'm calling him Deshittis. You can kind of figure out who the hell it is that I'm talking about. And it goes. But earlier this year, there was an advanced placement, so AP African American Studies class that was completely struck down by Mr. Deshittis's administration. But his reasonings as to why doesn't even matter. because we should be talking about all of African American history mm-hmm. in school, in regular history, but we're not. This is not even mainstream history. Right. It's advanced placement. So this is the only one that gets struck down, despite the fact that there is Asian advanced placement, mm-hmm. Asian American studies. I think, I want to say there was, I could be wrong because I don't have the article in front of me. I think it was also like mm-hmm. Irish American studies. So there's all these different studies mm-hmm. about people who immigrated here mm-hmm. by choice. But you can't study the one where people were brought here mm-hmm. against their will.
Right. Right.
And there's something wrong with that.
Absolutely. And then, like you said, Black History Month.
We get a month. A month. How much?
Decades, but we get a month.
How much? Like, this is hard, right? Because you're like, I don't care what anyone says. This company was built off the back mm. of African slaves. And we can't even get the credit that's due for what we've contributed to this country. Mm. We could at least get history taught the right way and not have it labeled as critical race theory.
In full and in truth is pretty much how I look at it. Like let's tell the whole truth. Let's tell it in its entirety. And even like you have to deal with the ugly parts. You can't just shove the ugly parts away and act as if these things don't matter or are not important or didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know, if we ignore it, mm-hmm. it means it didn't happen, which is a lie. It's living Absolutely. A lie. And just like you said, it has other people not being informed. Like it's easier.
It keeps us ignorant. It keeps the people ignorant.
Right. It makes it easier to make decisions when you're fully informed. Mm-hmm. But in some places, in some areas, we're not fully informed. Just like you said, who knew? Like, wait, what?
On purpose.
And there are things that I feel like we miss out. Now don't misunderstand me, because, and this is what I mean by this, and I'm not, you know, I'm not taking anything away from what you're saying about it being taught in schools. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like us as individuals, we have our own responsibility. Mm-hmm. We owe it to ourselves. So even if they don't want to give it to us and they don't want to give it to our kids, we have to take ownership and accountability and say, well, regardless of what you're willing to teach, mm-hmm. I'm going to find out that information and I'm going to make sure that my children and their children's children and their future generations are very well aware. Like, there is a part where you have to say, yeah, it's messed up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's messed up. Yeah, it's absolutely messed up. It's a really foul way of handling things. But then it kind of throws it back on people like you and me that see that this is wrong. And now, because we know that it's not being handled right, now we need to take extra steps to make sure we're educated on our own.
Sure.
You know?
We all pay taxes. Last time I checked, we all pay taxes. Even if you are, let me not say what I'm going to say because I can't be sure on that. So I'm going to dial it back a little bit. But we all pay taxes.
Let's talk about education overall. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about the things that they have taken out of schools.
Oh, like the arts?
Like arts. Let's talk about Okay, let's talk about how at one time in school we used to do handwriting, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They don't even do that in school anymore. So me as a parent, you know, I personally, mm-hmm. now everybody can choose to do things how they choose to do things and it's completely up to them, you know. if you don't feel it's a big deal, hey, that's up to you. But me, growing up and remembering those things that I was educated in and feel like, hey, my kids are kind of missing out. So me as a parent, mm-hmm. I feel like that's my responsibility. Okay, the school's not going to do it. I don't care that I'm paying taxes, and obviously they don't care either. And so with that being said, so now me, it's my job at mm-hmm. this point, because it's nobody else's yeah. job, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean...
So, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So now like, I'm going to have to teach. I'm going to have to take extra steps to make sure that I know how to implement this for my kids. I know how to teach my children how to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we, as parents, we have to be able to fill in the gaps that, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, our mm-hmm. public educators can't mm-hmm. do. But, however...
Much better said.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I got exactly where you're going. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Mm-hmm. But I feel as if we all pay our taxes. These are really important things. Mm-hmm. They're important things to history. Yes, we mm-hmm. should teach them at home. Mm-hmm. But then why are we sending them to school if you're going to give them half-assed information? Or not the right or minimized information.
Okay, well, let's talk about it.
They keep like the experience is like, oh, this is a very bad thing. But you don't to give you the cliff notes of something as big as enslaving people. Because mm-hmm. that's all we get. We don't mm-hmm. get the real stories of it, and we're people. People can't really grasp the severity of it. Mm-hmm. You teach them everything.
I think what some of it is, and I could be wrong, but you know, sometimes you have to kind of look at it.
But do you think that this is really being taught in schools? Is it bullshit? Because last time I checked, the curriculums weren't built. They were put together by the Board of Education. And do you think the Board of Education is really teaching CRT?
Okay, so I will say, and this is just me, and mm-hmm. we were in a different era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We definitely grew up in a different era. So we grew up in an era where they did have Black History Month.
A month.
I remember that.
We get clearly. A month.
But we were still educated.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You don't think so? Because
not enough.
Okay. And then I look at our grandmother, right? Mm-hmm. Once again, and maybe that's why I feel the way that I feel, because no matter what they taught mm-hmm. in school, she gave me those bits and pieces, and she filled in those mm-hmm. those. She made it connect. She took it to a level that maybe. The schools wasn't, and that's where she was older.
Yeah.
So she definitely grew up in that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and so maybe that's why mm-hmm. it was so easy for her to be able to do that. It would be harder for me, mm-hmm. never really experiencing that firsthand. Now, have I experienced? Racism?
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Can I touch your hair? It's so pretty.
Why can I? What are you? What?
Oh, that's the
what? Sorry. What? What? Like, yo.
No.
What do you? What you eat?
How do you get your curls that way?
Is that your hair?
It's mine. If I grew it or if I paid.
Right.
For it.
Even if I paid for it, it would still be technically. Mine. But you know, and some of it is lack of knowledge, and maybe mm-hmm. even a little bit, and I'm not trying to insult anybody, but I mean some of it is just ignorance.
Okay.
To a degree,
yes. You know, but I was telling you about my neighbor who we were talking about the other neighbor.
Yeah, everybody from Mexico.
Yeah. We had, and I won't give you all the whole details behind it, but there's more to it. than just this simple thing.
Right.
So we got some new neighbors that moved into our subdivision. And I was told, oh, yeah, so-and-so next door said they're Mexican. And I was like,
what?
No, I happen to know that they're not Mexican. I think they're from Ecuador. But now I was born in the 70s. This woman was probably born maybe a decade before me. They didn't teach your ass history in school. You don't know that everyone south of the border doesn't come from fucking Mexico?
Okay.
You don't like you. Do you not look pull out a map? Did you not pull out a map in high school? Okay.
Just
do you not know your geography? Because that's basic shit.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Now let's be real.
I was heated because I'm like, I know you don't realize that I'm
Latino. I can hear it.
You don't realize it, but I am. So even though I may not be from Mexico or motherfucking Ecuador, that's very motherfucking offensive. It is. I'm still heated as we sit here and talk about it.
I can hear it. Look, I hear it. Look.
I was like,
in her defense, I'm sorry.
In her ignorant defense, willful.
Now let's talk about it now. Come on now, because we have to be real, right? You said she was probably maybe 10 years before you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong. Okay, I could 100% be wrong. But what's her level of education? With that 10-year gap difference between you and her. Now, I'm not saying anybody in that era was not educated, because I know plenty of people in that era that's very educated.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's not what I mean, but I'm saying as your response to that, can't you look at her and be like, you know what? I know this is your lack of education. This is, someone needs to educate, because I've had conversations like that, and you know, I have really been hot. I had a whole conversation with this chick one time at my job, and she was one of those dumb questions like, well, what you is, you mixed, ain't you? Why do I have to be mixed? Although I am,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not ashamed of it,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So I have, you know, the Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. and then I have the Black, and it's a whole bunch of other stuff in there, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but even though I'm mixed, I'm still looking at her like, why do I have to be mixed? And I asked her, I said, well, why do I have to be mixed with something? Why can't I just be Black?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, she says to me, Black people don't look like you.
I wish you could see my expression right now.
Right. Yo, if you could have seen, if, you know, me being rendered silent,
mm-hmm.
is not really common.
What?
And so I looked at her and I was hoping that in our conversation, I could kind of bring her
up to speed
and up
gently
to like
educate
just a little bit, right? And so, and I said, yeah. I said, what do you mean people from Africa don't look like me?
Mm-hmm.
I said, because, and she was like, well, they don't. If they look like you, they are definitely mixed with something. They have something. And so I looked at her and a part of me, even in my anger, felt bad for her. You know, it's like, I feel sorry for you,
yeah.
that you don't know who you are as a woman of color,
mm.
that you have really been led to believe everything that you see or how they portray stuff on the television.
Mm-hmm.
Go do some homework.
Mm-hmm.
Before you make certain statements.
Because we come in all shades.
And you don't know what you're talking about. And so I'm looking at her and I said, you know, you need not to believe
mm.
everything that you see. And I said, my sister-in-law, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
straight from Africa. She's mm-hmm. not from, you mm-hmm. know. And
mm-hmm.
she looked like, am I lying?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She looked like she has been in the family, like she was born, right? You know what I'm saying? And yeah. so I, and because I know, I guess maybe I have been blessed mm-hmm. and fortunate to know better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to take into consideration that not everybody really knows better. Like some of the best compliments.
They've lived sheltered lives, so they don't know.
Possibly. Like, I never forget, like, one of the best compliments I ever got in my life was this lady. Mm-hmm. She was from Africa, and that's where she thought I was from. She was like, mm-hmm. oh, you from? And I was like, mm-hmm. nah, but that's, like, that's dope right there. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I mean by know your people, really know. And I'm not taking anything from either side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Puerto Rican or black or none of that other stuff that's in between. Yeah. That's not what I'm doing. But what I am saying is that it's sad. You know, just like you said, she didn't know that you were Latino too. She's just running her mouth, you know?
I was like, well, this is awkward.
It's like, okay.
We need to wrap this
some Mexican, huh? Let me go ahead and end this conversation before I bust out.
My son was with me, so I was like,
oh, didn't that make you just kind of drag it down a notch?
I was like, oh God, I don't even. I just said, you know, that was the beginning of me trying to wrap up the conversation and trying to remain polite in the same time, because obviously I'm gonna have to see you again.
I wonder what she would have done
down the road.
You know how you could have wowed her? I would have just bust out and said something to her in Spanish and just blew her mind. Because you speak that.
Like, not that well, but it's very hard for me to kind of...
I've heard.
I corrected her very nicely as best as I could, but in the inside, I was like, you dummy. That's what I really wanted to say. And, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe it is just a generational thing. Maybe it is a shelter thing. Mm-hmm. That could be it. But for you to come out your face and feel so fucking bold.
Real comfortable, right?
Comfortable to say some shit like that because you don't know where I stand on it.
Right.
And that's a very touchy subject. And like you, it's like, well, I've heard that. Well, what are you? Where are you from?
It's not funny. I'm sorry.
And I realize people, and I've heard that from Caucasian folks. I've actually heard that from other Latino people that I'm like, what? So sometimes, like, I forgot where I was going with this.
What you is? Won't that mess you up?
Right. And I'm like, what? Okay, that's what it is. So I've heard stuff like that for my whole life. And I've heard that for a very long time. So mm-hmm. it's very uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, I know how to handle this politely. But on the inside, I just want to, like, tear your ass up verbally and just cuss you out. Because I'm like, you sound like a dummy.
Ignorant.
And you're doing this in front of my kid. So you're kind of forcing me to be very polite. Because I'm not I'm not going to start a scene and cause a ruckus with this 8-year-old. Like, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
But on the inside, I'm like, well, I don't think I can be friends with you.
Right.
Because apparently, maybe you might think, oh, maybe she's kind of from Mexico. Like, is that what you're thinking?
I don't know.
Everyone who's from south of the border is not from Mexico, because there's a lot of countries in South America, just so y'all know. Lots of countries.
Lots.
Lots of them. Get them out.
Like, I don't know. I feel this is how I feel about it. Whether they teach it in a classroom mm-hmm. or not,
mm-hmm.
me mm-hmm. as a woman of color, biracial, oh girl, I can't wait till we get to that topic. But anyway, I can't wait. But me, mm-hmm. as a woman of color, as a biracial, as a black woman,
mm-hmm.
okay, I owe it
mm-hmm.
to myself and to my children.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So society can take any type of vote they want. Now, this is where I feel it gets really disgusting.
Is it?
And I'm going to tell you what I think it is when it comes to the literature and the books. Now, I don't care that you don't want to teach it. Okay, fine. I'm a parent. When I lay down and I had that kid, that made my responsibility as a parent to do my job. So I'm going to do my job. But now you're even talking about taking away the tools. Now you're talking about taking, now that's where I get pissed off. But you don't want to teach it in school, it's fine. Okay. But stop trying to limit what kind of stuff we can have access to because y'all scared. Because I ain't scared.
Right.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared of y'all, and y'all should not be scared of us. And so my thing is, like, it's fine. But stop taking away the stuff that is going to be needed. Because now they're talking about banning these books and banning these books. And these books are not allowed.
But
and
those books are not even in the curriculum.
And
the
let's
take it away from the libraries, the school libraries and stuff like that. I'm like, the libraries in the school is the place where us parents, you don't want to teach it, like you said. Y'all don't want to teach it, that's fine. But where's the resources? So you're trying to hide it? Making it seem as if shit didn't exist or didn't happen? And we're all just living in La La Land and like the Wizard of Oz, like skipping on down the damn lane.
Not me, because I listen. Not me and not mine. It's not happening. And you know, the crazy thing is that even before this, before this whole critical race theory and the whole we don't want to teach Black history. Right?
Girl,
let's talk about it. Even before this, right? It was already, and like I said, it was already embedded in me because I had our grandmother, and she ain't play that. You're gonna appreciate. Sometimes I feel like that's how come some of these younger generations don't appreciate. They don't appreciate because they don't get it. They don't understand like what people had to go through for you to sit in a classroom, and now you act like you don't want to sit in a classroom?
Like it's a blessing that we're sitting in this.
Is you crazy?
It is.
I told my son, had a whole free ride to go to college. And I'm like, if kid, you have a whole opportunity. And I'm sorry, but like, it makes them oblivious. Like, you don't get it. And the reason why you don't get it is because ain't nobody implementing it. And so me as a parent, hey, listen, if you would know, you know what I'm saying? If you would understand what it took for you to be able to be here, maybe you wouldn't look at it so lightly. Maybe you would appreciate it. I don't know. It's a possibility because I think about it. I have had these discussions with my kids. Like, do you know? Like, do you really, like...
Maybe it's because we're kind of far removed. Like, we're not far removed because of when we were
a generation. Right.
But they're more far removed.
Absolutely. They are. But even me as a parent that took time and explained to them, listen, you don't think so, but you're already at a disadvantage.
Because you don't know.
You're already. See, I know. That they're at a disadvantage. Like, I can look at my daughter and growing up in our era, right? I can look at my daughter and be like, hey, you better get it because you already at a disadvantage because you Black and you a woman. Yeah. I said, so you gotta get it. And it's unfortunate. Not only do you have to get it, but after you get it, you're going to be forever proven that you deserve to have it.
Yeah, more so than a lot of folks.
Right.
Men,
right?
For sure.
Right.
It's so, like this, the pecking order.
So don't take it. Yeah. Don't take it lightly, and don't just take it as, oh, it's unfair. No. Use that as your momentum. Be like, you know, I told you, we had this discussion the other day. Mm-hmm. Tell me I can't do something.
That's a surefire way to get my...
Tell me, please tell me that I can't do something. Tell me that because I'm a woman or because I'm black, or it could be a number
anything
of things.
Like,
anything.
It could be like, no, you can't paint
you
can't. This picture.
You're not going to
oh,
do
I
that.
Oh, I can't paint this picture?
Oh, I can't
watch
this shit. Watch me become Picasso for watch your ass. Me. Watch this shit right here. Because, that's what I try to tell my kids. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, don't be a statistic. Mm-hmm. Be better than what the hell it is
that they're expecting.
They're expecting of you. They're expecting you to fail. They're expecting you to be this. They're expecting you to not be able to do it. So if anything, that should be your biggest motivation. I told you that recently happened to me. Oh, she can't. Bullshit.
Oh,
Not only am I going to do it, but I study for that shit. I practice for that shit because I want to be able to be like, you said it wasn't me, but I'm going to show you not only is it me, but I'm the top pick because I want it.
What I think
period
is kind of interesting because, you know, for everyone who's like pitching a fit, or there's two things I always feel like. I feel like for the parents who have your child in public school, it's public education.
Break that down one more time so they can understand clearly.
This is public education, not education to suit you. Or suit you.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to go that route, you can homeschool your child, or you can send your
private
child
school?
To private school. There are plenty
there
of
go.
Programs out there
right.
that will sugarcoat slavery and make it seem like, oh, they all got along. They treated their slaves really nice. It's
right.
bullshit.
Right.
It's bullshit.
And that's the thing. Is they try to, oh, well, people had slaves for a long time, and slavery was not anything new. That's facts. That is fact. Slavery has been around for a very long time.
And it's still happening to a degree.
Right. And it was nothing new. Right. Mm-hmm. But it was the treatment. It wasn't slavery itself. It was the treatment. Yeah. People.
Girl. It was slavery itself because some of these people, like, in some, they didn't have a choice. It's not like they were indentured servants. So for anyone who ever sits there and tells me, for anyone who ever sits here and tells me, well, it's almost like indentured servitude.
No,
it never has been, because they had the option to work their time off, and they got their freedom. You worked your shit over. So we had to go to a whole war to get freedom. Like that. Please don't ever bring up the indentured servitude.
They will in a minute
as a talking point, as a combat.
Right.
Well, it wasn't just black people.
Yeah,
the Irish people came here, the Asian people.
Right.
They
all
had an opportunity to work.
But here goes another one that kind of blew my mind is that when you tell people that there were already black people here, they act like
like if you want to get down to
come on now, not every black person came from no Africa. And the part that kills me is that when you say that, there were already black people here before slavery, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Before they started bringing slaves and importing slaves from Africa, weren't there black people already here?
Girl, I don't think so.
Girl, do your history. Watch what I tell you.
I ain't never heard
of that. Go Google that. It was already black people here. It was already people of color here, honey.
Oh, I'm sure of color, yes. Of color for sure.
They might not have been Africans.
The Native Americans were of color.
Okay, they might not have been Africans. They might not have been African. They might not have been from Africa, but there was already people of color.
So, but what do you mean? Like, people of color, like, from, like
the Native Americans? Like, people act like, they act like that every black person that's here came from Africa. But there were already people of color here. There were people of color here.
Yeah, for sure.
When they got here.
The New World had a whole lot of Native Americans here, folks.
Just saying.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Okay, yeah, there were people of color, for sure. Well, when you see, oh my Lord. So they just found, this is kind of off topic, but it is on topic. I wish I could find the article very quickly as we're talking about it. But, you know, one thing about, like, DNA testing and science and stuff like that is that it develops pretty quickly. You're finding out new things. So they can test the DNA. So they tested the DNA of a, what's it, bones?
Some bones?
Of a skeleton.
They found some bones? Okay.
From someone in Europe. Okay, they weren't found in Africa. They were found in a European area. So okay. I don't have it in front of me. However, and it was so old. But when you know how like now they could do digital images of what that person might look like.
They were black.
They're brown skin. And I'm imagining in my head because you know I'm not a scientist, but if you can pull extract DNA, you'd be able to tell how someone's melanated. So, of course, they know that that person is brown skin. It's like Jane Elliott. She says everyone came from a black woman. She fucking says it. She says it. If y'all don't know who Jane Elliott is, Google her ass, okay? Google her, because you will find, she's a wealth of information. So, but even she says it. She says, we all came from a black woman.
So I'm going to tell you what's crazy right now is that I was, you know me, where sorry, I get my information. Sorry, and I know
it's not CRT specific, but it's kind of like all intertwined.
Yo, did you see that video that kind of went viral with the young lady? She was a Caucasian, mm-hmm. and she was saying how that Caucasian people are always talking about their superior. Mm-hmm. And she was like, actually, the truth be told is that you're not superior, actually nobody, because technically, mm-hmm. we all know how the division came to be, how Caucasian it people came to be, and how black people came to, I can't, I won't, I will not do it, you will not sound like that lady talking about them people from Mexico, I'm not, I refuse. I'm not gonna do it.
Was it the aliens? Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna do it.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. There might be someone that running around too, but I mean, I'm just saying. But that's
okay, ma'am. I'm sorry, I squirrels.
Ma'am, no. So we already okay. know how that's you mm-hmm. know how that came to be, mm-hmm. and so that's what she was talking about. She was like, "Hey, yo," she was like. But before that separation, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Y'all was stuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, they talked about there was like a land bridge.
Right.
During the Ice Age, and that's how people got from.
Right. So, because y'all got stuck in the mountains. Sorry.
And it was, it's not.
It's not. So, anyway. My thing is that so many, they want to eliminate and take away the truth. Mm-hmm. And me as an individual, how I feel about it, and this is just my personal opinion. It's just my opinion. I don't really give a damn. I don't. And I'm just being so honest. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to make sure I educate myself, and not everybody's like that, mm-hmm. but not everybody's like that, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna make sure I educate me. I'm gonna make sure that my kids, mm-hmm. they're gonna be educated. So y'all don't have to do that. I'm gonna do my due diligence. So I'm gonna do my job.
You're right.
Period.
And that's where you're right. Like we have to take ownership, and like, this is where I get conflicted. 'Cause I'm like, well, our tax dollars is going towards our public education. So I would like to think that if you're giving us a public education, you're teaching education, but the like education for everybody, not just bits and pieces. But then you're right. We do have to take some accountability in what we're teaching, because clearly there's some really big gaps. Mm-hmm. But what I do have a problem, like an even, I don't know if this is a bigger problem, or it's almost absurd, is how you have, like, on a national level, even certainly on a local level, you got these politicians who are running for office on bullshit. Concern about CRT in schools and what we're teaching our kids. Well, go to put your kid in private school. I guess now you can afford it since you're a fucking politician once you get voted in office.
Probably afford it before that.
And the fact is, the reality is, most of these politicians, your kids aren't in public school
at all.
They are in private school.
Period.
So they're learning that everyone held hands and they treated their slaves really well education. They're getting the version
that watered down.
The watered down version with a pretty bow on it, so that way they don't feel so bad about it.
Right.
But how is it that they get to run on these platforms or these topics that don't really affect them? Because you have majority of y'all got your kids in private schools.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So how are you running on this platform? How the hell are we the dumb... Not we. How do I say this? Pull my thoughts together.
Because they don't care.
How do we not see it?
Because it's not in... The only
people who are voting for those people.
It's not of importance. They're not seeing it. But
they should see it. Because part of it is money. Because even though you think it's not a black-white thing, it is. For us black folks, yeah, it is. We like to be recognized for the contributions that we've given to this fucking country. I'm not saying me per se. I'm saying black people as a culture.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But what they don't realize is they have the money. And the average people, you don't.
Right.
So while you think this shit don't fucking affect you.
It does.
It does.
Absolutely.
Because they're the 3% and you ain't.
That part.
So while you think, oh, this don't affect me.
It does.
It does. And that's how they get over. That's how they get over. Mm-hmm. God, see, it's like sometimes I see like how it's all weaved together.
Right.
I can see it.
Right.
I know you do. And I get confused and I'm like, you guys don't see this?
Right.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I look at, I'm not.
I remember even when
but
I used
I
to come to you.
Do
you
remember?
There was a time where I used to come to you and you'd be like, because I'm not really, like you said, not really conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely believe there's always a bigger picture. Yeah. And a lot of times stuff is just a distraction.
Oh, yeah.
So when stuff when stuff is going on, I'm like, okay, so let me step back. Let's look at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes that's... And I'm saying we. I'm going to use me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use me,
yeah.
Okay? And I'm going to make it... I'm going to narrow it down to just make it about me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because I don't want to insult anybody because I don't know what anybody else does, mm-hmm. right? But I feel like that's what I had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's my growth, okay?
Yeah.
Because at one time, maybe my younger self...
Mm-hmm.
would have taken that step back and been like, hey, now what's missing here?
Mm-hmm.
What's the bigger picture here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now that I have lived a little bit, I have grown, I have done a little bit more educating myself.
Yeah.
I feel like, now what's the bigger picture here?
So, I mean,
what's the objective that... See, because they're going to show you what they want you to see. So you sometimes have to step back so you can see the whole thing.
I recognize.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. What I do, I understand, like, there's things that we cannot know. We can't. We can't because the man, you know, everyone, you know what I mean when I say the man. They need us working and paying our taxes and contributing financially to society. Though, oddly enough, anyway, I wouldn't even go down that road with this one.
You want to, yeah, look, you see how I'm looking? I'm like, girl, you about to go because there?
Who? The working class people, the middle class people, they're the ones who are really, like, okay, so that's where I was like, man, this is loaded. Mm-hmm. But I do understand, like, for the most part, we can't know everything. We can't, because they need us working and contributing financially to society so shit can keep fucking running. I get that. I really do. I get the concept of it. But that's how it, like, when it comes to things that happened in the past, that's where you sit, because those shits already happened. It already happened. So as far as things that are, like, current, I can kind of get why they'd be like, yeah, we can't tell you about this shit, because, you know, we need you working. We need you being contributing to society. So level, I get it. But then there's that other piece. I'm like, this stuff happened in the past. So what is the harm? And what is the harm?
Oh, I can tell you what the harm is.
What's the harm? What, they're worried about retribution? What is it? Reparations?
Girl, look.
Is that what they're worried about?
Look, how long they been talking about that?
Oh, I'm not, like, I'm,
have you ever?
No. But I do know folks are supposed to be, that was in the history books, 40 acres in the meal, whatever happened to that shit.
It was given.
To who?
To slave owners that released the slaves.
To slave owners.
Right.
To the slaves.
Oh, every slave that you release, you get 40 acres and a mule. They got the 40 acres and a mule.
They got it. Right.
I'm sorry, it's not funny. The
slaves didn't. It's not funny.
It's not. It's I'm not. So sorry.
But I get, you know how we do.
We have to make light of it, right? We have to...
Some humor.
Something in there.
But, like, I do have a problem with it. It's kind of like, you can't run and say, or use that as part of your agenda, saying, well, CRT, we got to control what we're teaching our kids in school. Well, then put your kids in private school. And then how we allow a society and how we're voting, like, I see through the lines here. It sounds like bullshit to me.
Yeah, we definitely, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm really mindful about what I say, but I told you, after seeing some stuff go down, it mm-hmm. does, it's like voting for the lesser of the two evils, almost. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn if you do.
No, we're screwed.
And damn if you don't. Like, how's this gonna work now?
You're right, because sometimes it seems like no matter which way we slice and dice, it's...
Right.
No politician.
Right.
There's no politician that... Maybe there are some. Actually, there were some. Maybe that's not true. Because Grandma, there was... We won't go into that. But there were a few politicians who were really vested and or they believed. You know who Grandma, she idolized? Robert F. Kennedy. She loved that guy. And
which Grandma are we talking about?
Cecilia. Cecilia.
Okay, well, that's a common analogy because so did...
Yeah.
So did Agnes.
So there's certain, because he had this level of empathy and humility when it came to people of all races. And that's what I got. Like, I watched a documentary about him. I was like, okay, I understand a little bit better on why she had a picture. There's two people she had a picture of in her home. One was Robert F. Kennedy. The other one was Martin Luther King. Those are the two people. And it was like a news... It wasn't even a picture. It was like a picture of an old news article that she had clipped out and framed that shit. So, there are people, I think, that maybe are genuine in it. But the people, it's like they get missed. Or maybe we just don't have anyone now. Like, that is really vested in all the people. Not like catering to the upper 3%. Is it 3%, right? Is the 3% people, right? They're not catering to them and what their needs are. The people. Because they're 3%. they're 3%. What about the rest of us? But by the way, we're paying a lot more taxes than most of that 3%.
Well,
how that breaks down doesn't sound quite, the math ain't mathing. So well, we need people who are, can really kind of vote for the other 97% or be there for the other 97%. I'm not saying just of one culture. I mean, all of the 97%. Like, I don't think, and I know this is kind of off topic, but like, critical race theory should not be used as an agenda to take away Black history.
Well, since we're going there, I don't think women and their health and their bodies should be anything to deal with a political agenda, but that's out there too, and it always is. So
it's like we're backsliding.
So,
because even some of the laws about affirmative action was recently reversed. That was this week. Mm-hmm. What is July 3rd? Well, maybe about to be July 4th. But just this week, some of those things were rolled back. And for people who don't get it, those rules and those laws were put into place to protect minorities because they weren't getting fair treatment. But they're rolling it back as if, I don't know.
Now they're saying that was actually
a violation
of
who's civil rights?
White and Asian Americans. I think that's what was said.
Okay.
And I'm careful.
Right. In schools. Right.
Right. So they're saying that, right.
So like, but it's kind of like, it's concerning to me.
So let's see. I'm not even trying to be funny. Let's see. Like, let's see if the same amount of,
well, first of all, let's talk about this. Like, because, right, it's within education.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Heck, but and employment, right?
When you look at higher education, what is the breakdown? What's the real breakdown?
Okay, elaborate on that.
Think about all these people who have, like if you go to some of the higher educations, like, I don't know, like, UNC, not UNC, Duke. There's people there that get first preference. Why? Because their faculty, donors, they get preference. So that needs to be taken away too. Because if you don't want favoritism when it comes down to race, then why should you have favoritism?
Because you got a little bit more coins.
Or because you got some more money to throw at the school.
Right.
That's a holistic look at it. That's how I see it. Because you're looking at it from this one little piece. Like, well, let's not make it about race. Let's give everyone the real opportunity.
Okay.
But what about,
but what
those
about rich
people?
Kid? What about rich kid over here?
How do you count that? And legacy admissions. They call it legacy admissions. Those are the people who donate a lot of money. Okay. But then it's still not, you know, the affirmative action laws are built in to give everyone more of an even playing ground. And that's like, okay, so. But anywho, girl,
no, it's deep.
Yeah,
I could hear the passion.
No, I mean, these are serious conversations.
No, it is. It absolutely is. And people are not going to realize how it affects them, and that's the sad part. That the part is that usually people don't realize how it's going to affect them until it does.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Oh wait. So now here we are. Let's fast forward. Oh, well, damn. Look
Dang.
At that. Oh. Like, look. That's that. What we say? What?
The light bulb moment.
Oh.
Shucks.
But.
I mean.
Got to be more careful.
So it's, you know, in my humble opinion, or my, because I know some of this stuff really does frustrate me. I don't believe that critical race theory should be used as a way to minimize Black history in our schools. And that's the real big piece. Don't right. minimize us, because you've already done that. And if we're supposed to be in a more level playing ground as it pertains to society,
right,
then why not speak the truth? And don't try to hide it away.
Right.
Yeah. Ain't that some shit?
Right. Which part?
All of it.
All together.
Enjoy this episode.
Feedback.
Yep.
As always.
Yep. We need it. Be gentle. But no, it's our opinions.
Nah, you ain't even gotta be gentle. Okay, like gentle. Listen, because I'm not look.
Alright, fine.
tell it what it is, because mm-hmm. we're all entitled to our point of view and our opinions, and no mm-hmm. one I feel like that's another issue too, is the mm-hmm. how sensitive people have gotten, how people can't voice their own opinion without it being taken to an unnecessary level. Hey, listen, we mm-hmm. can agree to disagree, and it does not have to get to an unnecessary mm-hmm. space. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't agree with that. And it's okay that I don't agree with that. And it's okay that you don't agree with me. So I welcome, I hey, listen, if you don't agree, I mean, if you don't have positive feedback, I can take it.
Oh, how about one better? If you got an issue with anything that we're saying about this in particular, if you want to be a guest.
Right. Be a guest.
Or email. If you feel like we're missing something in this conversation.
Hey, we with it.
You can be a girl. You can be a guest. Yeah, we're open to that. But as always, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We'll be able to do it without you.
Absolutely. We can't do it without you, so we thank you. All right. Peace out, Ousters.
All right, Ousters.
Hey, Ousters. It's Tanya from Oust Now Podcast, here with a listener note about this episode. When we originally recorded this episode, it was about 2 weeks ago, and since we recorded yesterday, July 20th, in Florida, their school board has passed some rules on how slavery will be taught in their schools. Now, there are a lot of things that are eliminated from the history books, the realities, the ugliness of slavery. It's already eliminated from history books or not taught enough in our schools, because that's part of our history, right? But what's changed in Florida specifically is they are now going to include a watered down version of what slavery looked like, or they're depicting it in a watered down way. For example, some of the verbiage that's coming out of the news articles, and this is all over, you know, different news platforms, CNN, Newsweek, it's all out there. You guys just look it up. But some of the verbiage that's coming out of this, or the one that struck me the most, was the slaves were taught skills that could enhance their lives. Breathe on that for a second. Because I think we all know that anything that they had learned on the plantation, it's not like they could take that anywhere past the plantation. So for it to be watered down as if they're being taught skills, as if they're going to a trade school, is disgusting. It's not okay for me for this type of education. So like Janine was saying, throughout this episode, we have to take accountability and teach our kids, because even though this is a public education that we all pay taxes for, apparently our tax dollars ain't enough for the truth to be told or the reality to be told. So we have to take it upon ourselves to really make sure that we are teaching our kids the realities of what slavery was, so that way our history does not get lost in what people are afraid to acknowledge, because they don't want to hold on to any guilt for what was done in the past. I mean, it's not like they did it, but here's where they are guilty, and not being truthful in education.